Good morning, this is Cameron. Today we shall be reading through Genesis 2, 4 to 25. This is the account of heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground, but streams came up through the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first vision, it winds through the entire land, Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good aromatic resin, and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Kiom. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is Tigris. It runs along the east side of Asher. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the ground, in the Garden of Eden, to work and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you'll certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and the wild animals. But Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with the flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from his rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman, for she was taken out of man." That is why man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Wow, there's so much in this scripture. But one thing that I want you to go away from is our Almighty God has the power of the breath of life. He made breath. He made us breathe. He created the universe. There's no limit to God and his ability. He has almighty wonder. He breathed in the nostrils of man and life was made. Maybe we need a fresh breath of God today. Maybe we are feeling dead, but I want to tell you, God is the breath of life. Father God, I pray today that you will renew our minds, our hearts, our souls. Your breath of life will transform us. We'll be renewed. We'll know your almighty wonder. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done and will do. Amen.